This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, December 5th. God's word for you today is The Journey. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 105, verse 19, and it says, "Until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character." When we think about the word destiny, when we think about our destinies, most times we're thinking about a destination. And very often we're so fixated on the destination that we miss out on many things along the way. For instance, someone going to location X is so focused on getting there on time that every other thing on the road appears to be a nuisance, a hindrance, or a distraction. We often treat life like that. We have a destiny that we want to achieve, and so we conclude that every other thing is a nuisance or a distraction. Whereas with God, the journey is as important as the destination. With God, every part of the journey is significant. The speed bumps, the traffic lights, and even the traffic is significant with God. However, we mostly disdain our journey and are praying, fasting, and hoping for the destination. But God is saying to you, the journey is part of your story. The journey will make the destination what it is when you eventually get there. When we envision the future for ourselves, the different components of our lives are usually at odds, usually in competition. So for every future F, there are at least six other Fs at play. For every future F, there is family, faith, fitness, friends, finance, and farm. For your future to be limitless, your family has to be limitless. Your faith has to be limitless. Your fitness has to be limitless. Your finances have to be limitless. Your friendships have to be limitless. Your farm has to be limitless. And these aspects of life should work together. They should be integrated and not at loggerheads. For instance, people think they have to sacrifice family for finance. People think when they win in one area, then you have to lose in another area. We play a zero-sum game, as it were. But for your future to be limitless, your family, faith, friends, finance, fitness, and firm must be in harmony. So, instead of having to trade off your friends because of your faith or trade your family for your friends, you do not spend time with your family because you have to hang out with your friends. What about having everything work together, everything in sync? That is what God wants for us. Where your family is in harmony with your finance, friends, fitness, faith, and farm. When these aspects are in harmony, your future can actually become limitless. God is taking us on a journey of securing a limitless future. Our foundation scripture for the season is 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1-7. Please read. Are you securing a limitless future? Let us pray. Father, please prepare me for what you have prepared for me in this season. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.